Paul, what if any effect do you think Blake Wheeler's comments yesterday might have on your team?
Well, what's the comment? Sorry, fellas, if I didn't read your stuff, don't take it personally. What's the comment?
The stuff we asked yesterday about yesterday. Team's not emotionally invested enough. Everybody needs to look in the mirror, that kind of stuff.
Put this in relative terms. That's the area that we want to get better. And some of that's just the focus of where you're putting your emotions going into a game. You're carrying those losses and feel like you've failed to get to this point, then you're carrying a weight that's not going to help you in this game. And that emotional investment in terms of the energy that you can drive off it, that's what we're looking for.
When a teammate says it, when a player, a leader says it, does it have an effect on his teammates?
Probably heard it somewhere before first, and something that's talked about in the room. At least they listened. At least they caught pieces of it, right?
Just on the heels of these comments, Ladd and Bufflin are two of your most important and impactful players. They're on expiring contracts. It's a huge subject outside of the room.
Yeah.
Is it affecting your dressing room?
I don't believe it. I really don't believe it is. So we'll just take Dustin's play overall over the year. He's a plus player on the back end, and there's just been way more nights that we come in here and talk about him being a special player other than you got to squeeze more out of him. Andrew Ladd got off to a bit of a slow start. He's on that prorated 20-goal stage, and about 10 days ago, the coach comes in and says, "I'm gonna move you from your two best offensive players on our team, and I'm gonna ask you to take a check and roll in your contract year and play some games with Lowry and Burmistrov." And he handled it about as well as a man can. He went out and played even harder, even better, and got those two kids going and got them fired up in the game, and that's great leadership. So. It's not an easy thing to do. There have been guys in the past that have gone right home, called their agent and said, "Hey, I'm in my contract here. I'm not checking. I got to put points up. Get me out of here." And he went out and handled it, as a great leader.
Just to that point, Burmistrov and Lowry, you can tell me if you disagree or not. Like, it looked to me like Burmistrov has all of a sudden really found his game. There's not a lot of points coming from him yet, but he's the last five games or so, to me, he's been one of your better players. Has Ladd played a role in that, or if that's the case?
I think so. I think Lowry came back with that kind of focus that you'd want him to come back, and Alex had come out of the center ice position where he touched the puck a lot, so he was feeling good with the puck, and it's a huge adjustment to go from the KHL game into our game in the NHL, and it took him a little while. So he's just kind of all those things came together. He's out to the right wing position where I think he's really good. I think Andrew playing on that line for a while has had an impact, but I don't think they necessarily need him there every night to do that. They're in that groove, and whether Thorburn or Mia or somebody else is playing that left wing, it'll be more for me on the matchup of the other team, how we leave those lines. But they got those guys. I think he did have an impact in terms of the energy level that they play with.
Speaking of matchups, is there any difference or different approach at all for your team?
Sometimes it's hard up here, right? It's not all.
Trying to find us?
Yeah.
Just being at home now compared to the first two you had on the road against them?
Well, it was the same story on the road, just different outcomes. They came at us real hard and fast, and we got way behind it in the game in Nashville, and then it morphed into something else. But and our goaltender, they had 2-8 chances in the first minute of that game, and for the first 10 minutes they were on us pretty good on the power play. So handling that first block of the game, whether you're home or road against them, they've always been a hard, when they're on, they're coming at you real hard. And as long as you are mentally prepared for that speed and that quickness, and an area we can prove off our last game against San Jose, that's the real challenge here.
Back to Ladd after he sparks Lowry and Burmistrov. What do you expect from him now with that line with Perreault?
Well, he's going to go back and forth over the course of the game, depending on the matchup and how we like the way it's going. Nick Ehlers' last game, it was as good as he's played in 15. He was hopping, and that's kind of why I made that adjustment. Matty Perreault has been quietly just fantastic this year. I know he doesn't have the goal numbers, but in terms of the things, the game that we want to play, I mean, he embodies all those things. He's on the puck. He's competing really hard. I thought Nicky was going, and the matchup was going to change, so I put Laddie there. So now you've got some guys that make plays with the guy that led your team in scoring last year, so there's a bit of a different offensive theme to that line.
Can Mark Scheifele play tomorrow, and what will he have to do to be in the lineup tomorrow?
No, he's not playing tomorrow. No. I mean, he hasn't skated yet. So he's got to get on the ice first, and he's got to get through a couple of good tugs before I get him back in.